Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. You're connected with the Sound of Power with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. We will be getting started in just a moment. We want to thank you again this morning for dialing in and connecting with us in prayer. Please take this time if you have prayer requests to share with us your prayer requests for this morning. Amen. Intercessors, if you can state who is on the call.
Good morning, Sharon.
Hi,
I'm
Shauna.
Sorry, okay, Shauna and Sharon, okay. Thank you so much. And again, are there any prayer requests on the line this morning? Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and get started. Shauna, if you could open us up, and Sharon, if you could follow Shauna, I will close out. Amen. And let's remember the concerns of this hour. Of course, we're still praying for our nation, our president, with the Russia probe. We're still praying for that. And we are praying, of course, for our teens, our youth, our community as a whole, those issues that we're going to address doing Kingdom Explosion. So we're just praying for those who are suffering in domestic violence type situations. We're praying for our youth and young adult that may be dealing with depression. We're praying for families that have had to experience the loss of a youth or young adult due to teen suicide. And we're just praying for our community as a whole as we target the mindset that are in some of our underserved communities. So let's just remember also those areas of prayer that we're calling out for Kingdom Explosion as well. So Shauna, please go ahead.
Father God, we just thank you for this time. We thank you that we're able to come before you this morning. God, we wake up this morning just to say good morning, Jesus. God, we praise you because your grace and your mercy, oh God, is so far beyond what we deserve. We praise you, Father. We bless your holy name. You are our God, and we will exalt you. God, we give thanks to name. Thanks to your name, for you have worked wonders and plans. God, these plans you formed long ago, and we bless you, God, because you're faithful, oh God, because you're good, God, because you are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Father God, you are our strength and our song, and you have become our salvation. We thank you, oh God, for the opportunity to come before you on this morning, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the privilege of prayer, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we have the ability to come before you, oh God, God, in our present state, oh God, no matter what's going, oh God, we have the opportunity, oh God, to pour our hearts before you, oh God, and we just thank you for this opportunity, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for your benefits, oh God, for you are the one, oh God, who forgives all of our iniquities, Father. You are the one who heals our diseases, oh God. You are the one who redeems our life from destruction, oh God, and who crowned us, oh God, with loving kindness and your tender mercies, oh God. Come to you on this morning with praise and thanksgiving, God. We come to you in worship and in the humbleness and through the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We acknowledge you, oh God, as the giver of life, oh God. You are the bread of life and the life of men, oh God. We know, oh God, that it's because of you that we live, move, and have our being, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are the one, oh God, who breathes the breath of life in our lungs, oh God, each and every morning, oh God. God. We thank you, oh God, for your mercies, oh God, for your goodness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our rock and our fortress, oh God. You are our deliverer, oh God, our strength, oh God. We thank you that we can put all of our trust in you, oh God. You are our strong tower, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that even through intercession and prayer that we can call upon you, oh God. God, that we can go before you for whatever we need, oh God. We thank you, oh God, because you're worthy to be praised, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that when we cry out to you, Father, that you can hear our voice, oh God. God, not only will you hear us, oh God, God, but that you deliver us, oh God, from everything that we need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, and even when you deliver us, oh God, you speak to us, that you give us direction and strategy, oh God. God, your word says that we can come before you for anything, oh God, that we can make any request known to you by prayer and supplication, oh God. We thank you that you will listen to us, oh God, and whatever we ask. We pray, oh God, that as our prayers go up this morning, oh God, that you increase our faith, oh God, that you seal every prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. When we open up our mouths, oh God, when we pray, oh God, and when we come to you, oh God, we activate our faith, oh God. We know that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So we ask, oh God, that you would bless each and every one of us, oh God. Bless each and every one of our families, oh God. God, everyone that's on this line and everyone that's connected to us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for divine protection, oh God. God, that you will cover us, oh God. Even our emotions, oh God. God, even our youth, oh God. God, even our health, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you will continue, oh God, to restore this nation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you would even bless our ministries, oh God. Cause us to remember the essence, oh God, of why you even saved us, oh God. God, the essence of salvation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, as we remember, oh God, even when you saved us, oh God, even when you snatched us out of darkness, oh God, God, help us to have a compassion, oh God, to go after those who are lost, oh God, to go after those, Father, who don't know you, oh God, to go after those, oh God, who haven't begun to experience the height, the depth, and the width of your love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for laborers, oh God, who will go out and minister the gospel of Jesus Christ, oh God, throughout all of the nations, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for those, oh God, who have a thirst, oh God, to see your people saved, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to give resources, oh God, direction and strategy, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would even recharge our commitment to the kingdom of God. We thank you, oh God, even for unity in the body of Christ, oh God. We thank you for unity amongst our leaders, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you would even charge our commitment to our leaders, oh God. God, allow us to renew, oh God, and give total allegiance to our leaders, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cause our hearts and our minds, oh God, to stand in agreement and direct alignment to your word, oh God, and to the vision of our leaders, oh God, to the vision for our ministries, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cause us to not be concerned with our own desires, oh God, but instead the desire to do your work, oh God, to do your will, oh God, and to obey you at all times, oh God. God, even as we offer up prayers on this morning, oh God, for families, oh God, for our youth and for this nation, oh God, and even for this president, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you will cause us, oh God, to have the desire to go after you, oh God, even more, oh God. Allow us to be more willing to give up our lives, oh God, to sacrifice, oh God, for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Cause us to remember, oh God, that through salvation, oh God, how our lives have been affected, oh God. So as we offer up prayers on this morning, oh God, we pray for souls, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will show us, oh God, how to go after souls
move, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will show us, oh God, how to speak to those who are lost, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would even show us, oh God, how to pray for this nation, oh God. God, is our prayer and our desire, oh God, that this nation, oh God, will turn its heart back to you, oh God. God, that even the president, oh God, that you will save him and deliver him, oh God. God, even his mind, oh God, that you will give him restoration of his mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you will deliver your people from strongholds, oh God. For we know, Father, that you are the one who healed the brokenhearted, oh God. God, we pray that you will continue to perfect those things that concern us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your anointing, oh God, that you will deliver, oh God, that you will send down and break and destroy every yoke of bondage, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will send your ministering angels, oh God, specifically for our youth, oh God. God, that you will place your hands of protection, oh God, around our youth and our families, oh God. God, your word says that no one is to touch your anointed or do them any harm, oh God. So we declare, oh God, that everyone who's connected to us, oh God, our families, oh God, our children, oh God, our leaders, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for divine protection, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would even allow the enemy, oh God, to be crippled and paralyzed, oh God. God, so that the enemy will not come near them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask, oh God, to prevent the enemy, oh God, from touching their finances, oh God, from touching, oh God, the fruits of our ground, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, as we lift up the body of Christ, oh God, we pray, oh God, for good vineyards, oh God, good fruit, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would bless the work of our leaders' hands, oh God. God, that you would render the enemy powerless and harmless, oh God. God, that you would break any assignment, oh God, that the enemy may have over the lives of our leaders, oh God, over the lives of our seed, oh God. God, even as we begin to pour into our youth, oh God, God, even in their lives, oh God, we rebuke the enemy against our leaders, oh God, against our youth, oh God. Knowing, oh God, that our youth are to become our future leaders, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray the blessings of the Lord upon our youth and our families, oh God. We pray for divine healing in every area of their lives, oh God. Their spirit, oh God, their mind, oh God. God, even their wills, their desires, and their emotions, oh God. We pray, oh God, over their whole physical being, oh God. God, we pray that you will give them a fresh new release of your favor, oh God, your compassion and your love, oh God. We pray, oh God, for your wisdom and your understanding, oh God. We pray, oh God, that the blessings flow, oh God, like living water, oh God, in great abundance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we even pray for an overflow, oh God. God, bless our leaders, oh God. Bless our youth, oh God. God, even as they bless you, oh God, continue, oh God, to pour into their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, that your presence be manifested, oh God. God, everywhere that they go, oh God, we pray, oh God, that in your presence, oh God, is the fullness of joy, oh God. God, in your presence, oh God, that they are complete and made whole, oh God. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, Jesus, that nothing is missing, God. Nothing is lacking, oh God. God, that there's nothing broken, oh God. We thank you, Abba, Father, for your provision, oh God. God, that every need is met according to your riches and glory, oh God. God, that they may prosper in all areas of their lives, oh God, even as their soul prospers, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for your protection, oh God, your perfect love that casts out all fear, oh God. We thank you, oh God, even for Holy Ghost boldness, Jesus. We thank you, Father, that no weapon that's formed against them shall prosper, oh God. We thank you, Father, for your peace, oh God. God, your peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. Cause them to be reminded, oh God, that because they are yours, oh God, that they deserve to be blessed, oh God. Cause them to know, oh God, that you are pleased with their lives, oh God. God, when the world will turn against them, oh God, when the world will disappoint them, oh God, God. Cause them to know, oh God, that you are pleased with them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, that they're well favored by you, oh God. God, even for their emptiness, oh God. God, as they search and they look, oh God, to fill the voids in their lives, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you would give them abundant provision, oh God, abundant love, oh God, God, that your presence, oh God, that they will feel your love and your call for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, we bless you, oh God, for them in their coming and their going, oh God, we ask that you bless them, oh God, God, even as they go out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, oh God, that the spirit of Joshua, oh God, will be upon our youth, oh God. God, that you will bless them in the city and in the field, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you bless the fruit of their hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you will bless them and prosper everything that they touch, oh God. God, calls them to experience the fullness in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, even when their enemies will come at them in one direction, oh God, we pray, oh God, that the enemies, oh God, that they will flee out, oh God, in seven directions, oh God. God, because we know that the spirit that you placed on the inside of them, oh God, is greater than that spirit that's in the world, oh God. God, so when the enemy will come against their mind, oh God, when the enemy will come against them, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you will stir up the word on the inside of them, oh God. God, everything that you placed on the inside of them, oh God, that you will stir it up, Father, oh God. God, even when they're in a situation that does not glorify you, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you will send your angels in their presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, cause them, oh God, to even recognize, oh God, that you are the one, oh God, that's in them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, when they search for those things in this world, oh God, we pray, oh God, that they recognize, oh God, that you have never left them, oh God, that you've never forsaken them, oh God. God, but that you've always been there, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, make your face shine upon our youth, oh God. Be gracious to them, oh God. Revive them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you will open up the windows of heaven, oh God, and pour out a blessing, oh God. God, even so that there's not room enough to receive it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we exalt you, oh God, and we give you glory, oh God, because we know, oh God, that you are sovereign, oh God. Both riches and honor come from you and you alone, Father. God, you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great, oh God, and give strength, oh God, to those who are oppressed, oh God, to those, oh God, who experience, oh God, emotional instability, oh God. Give them strength, Father. Encourage them, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for everything that you're doing, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your presence, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you listen to our prayers, oh God. So we offer up all of these prayers, oh God, in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, and we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, oh, God. This morning we rose to say thank you. We thank you, oh, God, for being our faithful God, for being the all-powerful God, for being the all-knowing God. We thank you for being the great I am, oh, God. Thank you for being our God. We confess, oh, God, our Lord and Savior, that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you, oh God, that you allowed him to shed his blood just for us. And so, God, this morning we come to tell you thank you. We come, oh, God, to ask you for forgiveness. We come, oh, God, to bow in your presence. We come, oh, God, to you, our Father, asking you to hear your children's prayer, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that you would forgive us and, God, that you would search our heart as we come this morning. God, if there's anything in us that's not like you, God, have mercy on us and wash us, cleanse us, take it out, oh God. Forgive us, and then, God, hear our prayer and hear our cry. So, God, this morning we come, oh God, as intercessors, oh God, on behalf of this world. We come, oh God, standing in the gap for the United States of America. We come, oh God, as the ambassador, oh God, for the body of Christ. We come, oh God, standing, oh God, in the need of prayer for your mercy, oh God, for ourselves, for our community, oh God, for those that are connected to us, for our family members. We need you, oh God, like never before. And so, God, this morning we have so many issues that we can lay at your feet, but God, we're asking you this morning for mercy towards mankind. Oh God, the man that you created, oh God, to worship you and to love you and to serve you forever. Oh God, and we've gotten off of our path. We're not doing, oh God, what you have created us to do, oh God. And so, God, this morning we are asking you, oh God, for mercy towards us. We're asking you, oh God, that you would forgive us for every sin, oh God, every evil, wicked way that's in us, oh God, that's not like you. We need your forgiveness. So God, take that blood that Jesus Christ shed and wash us with it so we can be white as snow. Forgive us, oh God, and God, open up our eyes of understanding. Touch our heart and purify it, oh God. Go inside, oh God, in the deep places, oh God. And God, take out everything that's not like you. God, we lift up to you this morning the United States of America. And God, we are specific about, oh God, even that they would open up the case of Emmett Till, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would even deal with that situation. We, as your people, for God, we realize that one lie has caused, oh God, the effect of different races and nationalities to be at each other. One situation, oh God, has caused a mother to lose her only son, oh God. And even at this point in time, God, we are still affected by those things. One situation, oh God, of one race that would take and be prejudiced or racism against another race, oh God, has caused us to be at odds with each other today, oh God. And so, God, we still are affected, oh God, by racism and prejudice. We are affected, oh God, by hate and jealousy, oh God, and envy. And so, God, we need you to deal with the very heart of man. You made us, oh God, and you made this heart. And so, God, we want you to deal with us, oh God, that you would wash us, oh God, that you would cleanse us, and God, that you would save us, that you would renew the very heart, oh God, that you would go inside a man, oh God, and take out that evil and that wickedness, and God, put in your love and your forgiveness. Oh God, we are praying for those that are unsaved, but God, we are even praying for those that are saved, those, oh God, that name the name of Jesus Christ. Help them, oh God, to change their ways. We lift up, oh God, the body of Christ. Oh God, every church that has called on the name of Jesus Christ, help them to depart from sin. So God, if we're hiding behind the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you would deal with us and help us, oh God, to be your people that has taken on the character of Christ. Teach us, oh God, how to forgive. Teach us, oh God, how to treat each other right. Teach us, oh God, how to love our brother as ourselves and our neighbor, oh God. We are
are praying this evening for your people, oh God. We're praying for ourselves. Oh God, we ask that you don't leave us where we are, but God, that you would deal with us as your people. Help us, oh God, to be better. We pray, oh God, for every mother that has lost its child because of racism, oh God. We pray for every child, oh God, that was hung up on a tree, oh God, for things that they did not deserve. We pray, oh God, for every family member and every mother and father that had to deal with their child's innocent blood being shed. Oh God, we are praying this morning. We're praying for the United States of America. We're praying, oh God, that we would keep our, that you would keep our heart so that a civil war, oh God, would not break out in the United States of America. We're asking, oh God, that you would even deal with our leader. Oh God, that you would touch his mind and his heart, oh God. We know, oh God, and we realize that it is far from you. And so, God, we are asking you for your mercy towards him, oh God. For God, his decisions, oh God, will become our reactions and our actions. And so, God, we are asking you, oh God, that you would have mercy, that you would cause his knees to bow unto you, oh God, that you would cause him, oh God, to confess that you are Lord and that he is our Savior. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray, and oh God, that you would deal with him, oh God. And God, if you're using him for any reason, God, if you're using him to cause us to bow our knees, we say, oh God, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. We ask, oh God, that you would forgive us. We ask, oh God, that you would cause the body of Christ's eyes and their ears to be open unto your voice, oh God, not to get entangled, oh God, with the things and the pleasures of this world. But God, we ask that you would deal with us. Show us, oh God, reveal unto us, oh God, help us as the intercessor to be on our watch, oh God, that we may be able to pray in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, even for wars and rumors of wars. We come against, oh God, everything that would come against us. God, we ask that you would deal with our enemy. Oh God, our enemy that's pretending to be our friend. God, deal with it. Deal, oh God, with those, oh God, that are in secret places. Oh God, reveal, oh God, their intentions and their motives. Oh God, we ask that you would help, oh God, that even God, you would put an anointed, oh God, around the White House. Oh God, so that those things that are done in secret would be revealed. Help us, oh God. Help us as your people. We are, oh God, asking you because we can't do this alone. We need you, oh God, to be with us. We're asking you, oh God, even if we are your people, God, that have walked away from your commandments, that didn't obey your standards, God, we ask, forgive us, because we need you to be in the battle with us. We don't want and we dare not, oh God, assume that we can fight this fight by ourselves. We need your powerful hands, oh God. We need your wise, your wisdom, oh God. We need, oh God, your knowledge and your instructions. We need you, oh God, to lead us and guide us in truth. We need you, oh God, to make the crooked path straight. Oh God, we need you like never before. We need you, oh God, to change things, oh God. We need you to deal with our hearts. Oh God, we need you like never before. We need you, oh God, to change our ways, oh God, so that they would be pleasing to you, oh God. And we know that if we please you, you'll make our enemies our footstool. Oh God, we are praying this morning, and we're asking you, oh God, for your mercy. We're asking you, oh God, that you would deal with us. We're asking you that you would renew our minds. We're asking you that you would save our souls. We're asking you that you would change our heart, that you would change our ways, oh God, that you would change our behavior, oh God. And we are praying this morning. We're praying for the United States of America. We're praying, oh God, for everyone that's in leadership. God, whether they got it because they earned it, oh God, oh God, if they got it and they didn't earn it, we're praying. We know, oh God, that nothing has taken you by surprise. You knew who was going to be in the White House. And so, God, we say, oh God, that you would be with us, your people, that you would help us, oh God. We know, oh God, that you do all things right. We know, oh God, that you don't make any mistakes. We know, oh God, that you're the all-powerful God, that you're the ever-present God. You don't sleep on anything, oh God. And so, God, we are asking you, oh God, that you would deal with us. So, God, we don't make mistakes. So, God, we don't fall short of your glory. So, God, that we will have a pure heart. So, God, that we will love our neighbors as ourselves. Help us, dear God. Help us, oh God, to be who you called us to be. Oh, God, we know that we call each other by titles, but God, you called us to be the salt of this earth. You called us to be the light in this world. And so, God, we are asking you, oh God, that you would deal with us, oh God. Allow our identity to be found in you. Allow us, oh God, to be the light that shines bright. Oh God, a light that can't be hid. A light that you set up on a hilltop, oh God. A light, oh God, that will bring light unto those that are walking in darkness. A light, oh God, that will open up their mouths and speak the gospel. A light, oh God, that will turn away, oh God, from wickedness and all unrighteousness. God, we ask that you would deal with us, your light. Oh God, if it's dull, oh God, if our light has gone out, we ask, oh God, that you would have mercy. And God, deal with our hearts. Oh God, stir up everything in us that you put inside of us, oh God, and help us, oh God, to walk in the light and to be the light, oh God. Help us, oh God, not to get conformed to this world, oh God, but transform our mind, renew our mind, oh God, and God, touch us. God, we ask and we surrender it all to you. We lay ourselves, oh God, at your feet at the altar of sacrifice, and we ask, oh God, that you would deal with us. And then, God, when you do deal with us, help us to receive it, oh God. Help us to change, oh God. Help us to repent, oh God. Help us to turn from our wicked ways, oh God, so you can hear from heaven. Forgive us of our sins and heal our land. God, we need healing in this land like never before. We, oh God, realize and we confess that we need you, oh God, like never before. We need you to deal with us, oh God, and our wickedness, oh God. And so we ask that you would even change our heart and our mind when we, oh God, even desire to tell a lie. God, we say, deal with us, oh God, and allow the truth to be prevailed. Oh God, let it be revealed in us. We ask, oh God, when we desire to treat others wrong, God, we say, let your truth arise and cause us to be a people that treat each other right. Oh God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will cause us and give us a due right spirit in our heart and in our mind, oh God, and then allow our actions to follow. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would heal us, oh God, even from the hurt, oh God, and the scars, oh God, that we as your African American people have endured. Heal us, oh God, from racism so we can be wounded healers this morning. Heal us, oh God, from prejudice so, God, we can be a healer, a wounded healer, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we ask, oh God, that you would have your way. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with us, those, oh God, that may have did the sin and the crime. And then, God, deal with those, oh God, that have been affected by the sin and the crime. We pray and we lay us both at your feet, oh God. We lay, oh God, the criminal at your feet. And God, we lay those that have been cruel, have been treated cruel, oh God, at your feet. We lay, oh God, the innocent, oh God, and we lay the guilty at your feet this morning. And God, we ask for mercy. We ask, oh God, that you would deal with us in our prospective places. We even, God, lead us as the body of Christ. We lead and lend our heart, oh God. If there's any racism and hate and unforgiveness in our heart, we pray, oh God, that you would forgive us and teach us, oh God, how to love. We realize, oh God, that when we are the one that have been mistreated, that it becomes very hard. But God, we know that with the Spirit and with the Holy Ghost, that there's nothing too hard for you, oh God, so we know that we can't do it of our own. So God, we ask that you would do it. God, that you would deal with us. Deal with the inside out, oh God. Deal with our heart, oh God. Deal with our soul, oh God. We ask that you would sweep it clean of everything that's not like you. Oh God, deal with our soul. And God, deal with our hands, oh God. And we ask that you would wash it and cleanse our hands of all filthiness, oh God. And we say that you would keep us and renew us and revive us as your people, as the body of Christ. Help us, oh God, to be better today than we were on yesterday. God, and we certainly lift up our leadership of this country. Oh God, if it is any indication of who we are as a people, we ask for your forgiveness, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you would help us, oh God. For we realize that you didn't create us to be who we are and who we've become. We ask, oh God, that you would deal, oh God, with us. Deal with your body of Christ, oh God. Those, oh God, that call your name, oh God, that are around, oh God, help them not to just call your name and call on your name, oh God, but deny your power. So God, we ask that you will empower your people with the power of the Holy Ghost. We know, oh God, that we need the Holy Ghost. We know, oh God, that we need the helper to keep us and to help us to do what's right when it's right and because it's right. We confess, oh God, that we need the Holy Ghost. Now, God, help your people to see and to understand that they need the Holy Ghost, that they can. He is a gentle giant, oh God, that he's not going to force himself on us. So God, open up our heart to the Holy Spirit so God, it can lead us and guide us in all truth. And so God, this morning we pray and we lay at your feet
the petition, oh God, that you would cleanse us and wash us and then fill us, oh God, with the Holy Ghost. We ask it in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for those, oh God, that have the Holy Ghost, and God, that depend and lean on the Holy Ghost. Thank you, oh God. Oh God, and so we ask for those that are here and that are around and that are attached to those with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Let that fire burn, oh God, that it may ignite fire in others. We ask it in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bekora mansia. Oh, God. Emando shikomansia. God, we worship you. God, we give you glory this morning. We give you praise. Hallelujah. God, for all that you have done and all, God, that you continue to do in the lives of your people, thank you for every petition that has gone up before you, God. Thank you, oh God, for every prayer. Lord God, thank you for every willing heart this morning, God, that even, God, connected in prayer. Thank you, God, for meeting us at the point of our desire, God. Thank you for giving us a mind to pray. Thank you, Lord God, for knowing what our needs are even before we ask. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless each and every individual, oh God, today. Lord God, that you drive out everything that's not like you. Thank you for your hand of mercy, God. Thank you for being the God that completes what he starts in us. Thank you for the finished work, God. Thank you for what you're doing in America, even in this hour, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're exceeding our expectation. Thank you for the remnant of believers, God, whose lives are being impacted even in this hour. Thank you for those, oh God, who are not easily swayed, God. Thank you, oh God, that you have given us a contentment, God, that we can't even define. Thank you, Lord God, for the reservation and the hope, God, that you have placed on the inside of us. Father, we bless you for it this morning. We bless you, God, that still in you, God, we know it is in you that we move and have our being, God. It is in you that we live. It is in you, oh God, that we have our confidence. Thank you, God. Lord God, that we're not easily swayed. Thank you, God, for establishing us in this hour. Thank you, God, for giving us the strength that we need, God, to cast off every restraint, to cast off every mindset, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, emando shatando rande boho sha. Yando ramanchi ando rande boho shekona manchia. Oh God, shando rande boho shatama. Ekona namanchi ando rande boho sha. Ah God, I thank you, oh God, that you're causing us to run in this hour and not be weary. Ekona manchi ando sha. Ah God, to walk and not faint. Ekona manchi. Ah God, I thank you, God, that you are giving us a praise, Ekomanchia, in the midst of adversity, Ekonamanchia, God, in the midst of trying times, oh God, that you have given us the victory. I thank you for sweet victory in this hour. I thank you, God, that you are causing us to prevail. I thank you that you are calling us to rule, God. Emando Shatamai, Yendoramanchi, Ando Ramaha, say, Yendoramanchi, Ando Ramaha. God, I thank you that you were snatching down and casting down every imagination, God, that wars against purpose. I thank you on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that the kingdom of God is in advancement. Thank you, God. Thank you for the advancement of your kingdom. Thank you, oh God, as you are propelling us in this hour, oh God, emando she to rule ekomansi ando shatama. Ah God, emando she, as you are breaking up every coward spirit, oh God, that tries to operate in our psyche, ekonamansi ando robo she, ekorabasi. Ekonamansi ando ramansi kodalabasaya. Thank you, Lord, that you dismantle the enemy. Thank you, Lord, that you render him ineffective. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you continue to work on us and work in us.
and work through us, God, that we might, God, fulfill your cause in this hour. I pray, God, we believe by faith that this is the hour of divine fulfillment for the will of the Father, and so we pray that into the earth. We pray into this earth realm, God, all that you desire, all that you will in this hour through whomever that you will. Father God, that we remove ourselves out of your way, that your will might be performed in the earth. Father, that we might see you, Father, so we die to the will of our flesh. Oh, God, we give up, oh, God, our own belief systems, God, that are contrary to the very word of God. Oh, God, every superstition, God, every behavior, every mindset, oh, God, that brings, oh, God, hallelujah, conflict on the inside, God, as it relates to the will of the Father. Father, today we lay it down. Oh, God, we sit it at your feet. We place it there, God, in my new shape. With willing hearts, God, we lay down our arts. With willing hearts, Father, oh, God, we lay down every mindset, and we thank you now, and we obey the scripture that says, take up your cross daily and follow me, oh, God, and so we take up our cross, oh, God, even in the midst of affliction, even in the midst of trials, God, we bear our cross, oh, God, in my nose, God, we say like Paul, oh, God, that we bear about in our body the mark of Jesus Christ. We bear your marking. We thank you for every storm that you have caused us to live through. We thank you, God, that we live through it on purpose. We thank you today, God, that it was of your will and your desire, God, that we survive. I thank you, God, that we have survived for this moment and this time. And so, Father, whatsoever you will, God, let it be done in us, God, that we not be sidetracked. Oh, God, and there be no more delay. I thank you, God, that you called us to live in spite of, oh, God, the plot that was set against us. I thank you, oh, God, that we understand that if it was left up to our enemy, that today we would not be here. But, Father, I thank you, God, that you called us to press through. I got every hindering block. Oh, God, in my no shama. I got that we abide, oh, God, today in you. I got because you wielded it. And so now I pray for us. Oh, God, I got that even as we are trusting in you, even in this moment, I got let us trust you even more as the day progresses. I got take from us a drawback spirit. We say no to our enemy. We say no to our flesh. We say no in this hour, oh God. I got to every naysayer. We say no to opposition. We say no to every spirit of Sam Ballard and Tobiah. Oh God, in our nation, I got that comes to stop us. Oh God, from doing the will of the Father. I thank you that you called us to be your conduit in this hour, God. I pray for us, those that carry, God, the assignment. I God, I pray for us, oh God. I God, that even as we go forth, into higher heights and deeper depths in the spirit, that the spirit of prayer and intercession will continue to rest on us. And Father, I pray for us that even as we walk in that anointing, that we walk in it with a full assurance, that we walk in it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, without compromise. Oh God, Imanusha, I God, that the spirit of fear is uprooted and cast out. Ekonamantia. Mandoro Shikoma. Yenebehikomanti andora and boho shama. Oga e shakamande bo shakamaha. I God, and that you make our hands to war. Mandoro Shikomanti and La Bahasi. Ekonana man sekoda la bahasi andoro shakama. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Etando shakama. Yandoro shekemetia. Oh God, in shake mando, shakandora manchi andela mohose. Eko nana na manchi andora manse ko dala bati ando she. Eke mene se andora me mohosha. Eko nana manchi ando shakandene manse ko dala bahate. God, I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, that's moving on this line this morning. Eko manse. Oh God, that you are our ruling spirit. You rule. You rule in us. Eko manse. You annihilate. Eko manse ando she. Ah God, you uncover and you expose our enemy. Eko manse nando shatama. Eko namanse ando she. Ah God, even as you give us access, oh God, to your choices and richest blessings. Eko namanse ando lamanse. As we put our hands forth, oh God, emando. Oh God, we put our hands forth to the work. We put our hands forth. Father, we say strengthen our hand. I God, touch our heart and touch our mind. Touch these physical bodies. I God, deal with every physical ailment. I God be our healer, be our Jehovah Rapha. Oh God, we thank you for healing, healing God in our bodies, healing down to the very core of who we are, God. We pray today for Jehovah Rapha. We pray today for healing grace. Your healing grace today. Let it be so in us. Let it be so in us, oh God. Heal us. Heal us, oh God. Oh God.
Yes,
God, I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the healing.
Yes, thank you, Lord God.
We speak to disease. God that tries to bind itself to our body. We speak to the spirit of cancer that tries to torment our bodies. And Father, we say uprooted. Uprooted. God, we declare it's illegitimate. I know that I'm that it violates the laws of the word. And so God, we come against them now. We come against every demonic influence in our body. Everything that touches the cells in our body, we speak health to our cells. Every white blood cell, we speak to it now. Every white, every red blood cell, we speak to it now. By the authority of the Holy Ghost, and we declare that it shall function and operate in the way that it was originally designed. We pray, oh God, for our neurological system. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to every bone. We speak to every joint. We speak this morning. I got our muscular system. Our bodies are well. We are well. We declare it. We speak over ourselves. I got from the crown of our head, oh God, to the sole of our feet. We are well. We speak wholeness, God, for you you are our healer. We speak wholeness, God, because you're the balm of Gilead. Oh, God,
yes,
we speak faith to power. I, God, and I know, Shea. I, God, we speak to every ailment. We speak to every organ today. I, God,
yes,
and I know, Shana. I, God, every organ in our body. We command it to line up. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we speak to our hearts this morning.
Jesus.
We speak to our heart. Oh, God, and I know, Shea, we declare, I, God, that it gets the proper oxygen and blood flow. I, God, and I know, Shea, we speak to the ventricles. I, God, we speak it. I, God, and I know, Shana, our bodies are well. I know, Shana, God, your word declares that we can have whatsoever we say. I, God, you say according to our faith, be it unto us. And so this morning, God, we speak to our bodies. Oh, God, am I no shame? I, God, we speak to every area of malnutrition. We speak to every area, oh, God, where we have not nourished our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we speak today, God, to schizophrenia. We speak, oh, God, God, that these minds are covered under the blood. We come against every spirit, God, every unstable mindset, every mental disorder. We speak to it this morning, and we declare healing in the mind, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in my little shama, I, God, touch the mind. We come against, oh, God, every spirit of confusion. What the enemy tries to confuse the mind. We come against every clouded thought. We come against the false mind. In the name of Jesus, and we speak clarity in mind. We speak clear perception. And I might say, we speak, God, through our memory. In the name of Jesus, God, in our notion, we speak to our recall. We speak to our hippocampus this morning. We speak to our body. And I might say, we say that the blood has a divine influence over this body. We make these bodies subject to the Holy Ghost. We make these bodies subject to the healing balm of Gilead. Lord. Healing is the children's bread. And we eat freely. We eat freely of the bread. We eat freely of the bread. We speak to our digestive system. We speak to it this morning. We come against Crohn's disease. We call you out this morning. God, we thank you that our bodies will properly digest our intake. We speak to our esophagus now. God, we come against every eruption. We come against every area of acid reflux and gastroenteritis. In the name of Jesus, we speak to our bodies now. We plead the blood. We call these bodies into order. We call you in. These bodies are the Lord's temple. We pray speedy recovery. We pray, God. Speedy recovery, oh God. For those, oh God, that have even been in the hospital, we pray speedy recovery. We pray healing. God, in accelerated rate. God, you can do it. There is nothing too hard for you. We're not asking for things that are impossible with God. Though it be impossible with man, it's not impossible with you. And so we pray immediate turnaround. We ask you, God, for cancer cells to dissolve. We ask you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll speak to antibodies in our body, and that our normal antibodies will operate and function at the rate that they're supposed to. And every foreign bacteria, oh God, that's been assigned and attacking our bodies, we ask you now, God, to rid the attack, to cancel the attack of every foreign body and bacteria in the name name of Jesus. I pray today that you are the master, that you are the maker, that you made these bodies. And God, in my notion, they belong to you.
God, these bodies are yours, and we will not back down.
God, the enemy wants us to silence ourselves, but we pull on your power. We pull on healing virtue. You say we have not because we ask not. We need you to heal us. We need you to heal our bodies. We believe in your healing grace. Yes, God, we believe you can cancel out diagnosis. We thank you, God. God, we've heard too many testimonies. A terminal port, oh God, of cancer at the stage 4, God healed. We've heard too many testimonies. I am going to shut up.
Oh God,
what your power can do. And so, God, we dare not. God, not ask you for what we know you can do. We know that you can do it. Oh, come on, let's give him some glory this morning. And let's just begin to pour down the healing grace, the healing anointing. Let's pull on the miraculous power of Jesus Christ. He's still working miracles. The doubt that waiting has placed in us has to go. And we release our worship in the faith. Because we've been waiting, many are doubting. God can really do it, but he's still God. So we cancel the spirit of doubt.
We talk to you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Namanshia. Mandoroshi.
Jesus, our God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I believe you for Ruth.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Waymaker, miracle worker, light in the darkness. That is who you are. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Jesus, thank you, Lord God.
Praise your name, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Jesus. The Lord of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And it is so. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Oh my God, and let him wash, and let him purge. He is our way maker. He is our miracle worker. He is our miracle worker. Oh, yes, he is. I am Moshe. He is our light in the darkness. Ekona Mancia. I am Onoroche. Oh, God. We do worship you. We do worship you. We do worship our God. Eko Manche. Oh, Shama. Ekona Mancia. Oh, God, the Son of the Lord is stirred this morning. Waymaker, miracle worker. Mando She, don't stop believing him for a miracle. Don't let the devil shut your mouth. Ekoda Manse. Hallelujah. You can't lose anything for believing. Ekomanse. But we can lose everything for not. Ekoda Manse. You can't lose anything for believing him, but you can lose everything if you don't. Ekomanse. So why not believe him? Ekonabatia. Mandorusha. Aya manse. Mandosha tama. Aya namanse. Ekonanamansi andoshama. Aya manse. Just believe him. Ekonamanse. Just believe him. Aya manse. You lose nothing by believing. Thank you, God. So walk in faith. For to see the hand of God again. Some of us need to see the hand of God again. He's done it before, but we need him to do it again. Heal God. Make visitation. Make visitation. Art and finish of our faith. Way maker, miracle worker. Oh God, he's a way maker. And we love it. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we bless the Lord for those of you who have joined us this morning for this time of intercessory prayer. We pray that the Lord has met you in the only way that he can. Hallelujah. We invite you to join us tonight at 9 p.m.
hallelujah, on our nightly Saturday night conference call, please dial in at 515-739-1015. That's 515-739-1015, and the code is 242-560-141. That's 242-560-141. Thank you, Lord. We will meet you in prayer tonight as we go higher, higher in the Lord. God bless you.
Amen.
This concludes our time of intercessory prayer. The Lord be with you.
Amen.
We come forward with you.
Awesome. Too. Amen.